Until next Kina.
Zachar Sher Asa Tzar Bifnim, another Kina written by the great Paitan, Rabbi Lazar HaKalir. Usually in his piyutim, the Chorban of Bais Rishon and Sheni are kind of intermingled, but in this he focuses solely on the Chorban Bais Sheni, especially on the events depicted, mentioned in the Gemara that we are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av in Gittin, 56b and 57b. When Titus HaRasha, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, captured the Beis HaMikdash, he captured it intact. He captured the compound intact. He wasn't merely content in proceeding to burn the Beis HaMikdash down, but first he decided to commit various nefarious acts, including the fact that he blasphemed the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, challenging the Kadosh Baruch Hu to stop him from what he was about to commit. Then he proceeded to slash the parochas, and the parochas, he pierced it, the parochas bled. He took this as a message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him, is Chas V'Shalom, no longer in charge. And then he took the parochas, put all the clay HaKodesh in the parochas and shipped them out to Rome, made a bag out of it, shipped them out to Rome. He proceeded then to bring a harlot into the Kodesh Kodashim and commit nefarious acts in the Kodesh Kodashim itself. And the Paitan cries out in agony, how could that be? We know in Parshas Shemini that Nadav Avihu, who were tzaddikei olam, they were the great, most righteous people, entered the Kodesh Kodashim with great intentions of bringing an incense to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just they made a mistake. They misinterpreted halacha. They entered when they weren't supposed to, and immediately two streams of fire descended from heaven and burned their innards, and they died. And here, this Rasha walks into the Kodesh Kodashim acting like it's his own, and committing all these nefarious acts with a harlot in the Kodesh Kodashim itself, and he walks out unscathed, scot-free. How could the Paitan say, how could that be? And here, Rabbi Lezer HaKalir, in extraordinary fashion, draws on a medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, which tries to explain this somewhat, and we'll use this as a transition to the rest of the piyut. The medrash there says that when the Titus actually entered the Beis Mikdash, there were 600,000 angels that were poised to strike, to strike at him. However, when all these angels saw that the Shekhinah itself was kind of kivyachol quietly standing by and not intervening, they took that as a message that they too should not strike. And as a result, he was able to come into the Beis HaMikdash and destroy it and blaspheme and do his and commit his various acts there. At the end of the piyut, we have a story again mentioned in the Gemara in Gittin, that when after the captives were taken from by Titus to Rome, and I just want to quote, Josephus here mentions that there were 97,000 captives taken, and that the carnage was so incredible that 1,100,000 died by the sword. And just to mention as well, not mentioned specifically in the Kinos, the Haruge Beitar also. Beitar also fell on Tisha B'Av. And Josephus quotes that 1 million Yidden Jews were killed at that time as well. Here are some of these captives that were taken were the 400 boys and girls who were taken on ships, on a ship to Rome, so that the Romans used them in the circus, and the Rav says that they were taken for, they would be forced to commit avodah zarah as well, and all kinds of things the Romans had in mind for them. And they decided, with the help of some sukkim that they remembered, that they should jump off the ship and not be part of the Roman plan that was in store for them. So they did so. First the girls jumped off, and then the boys jumped off. They committed Kiddush Hashem in that way. And I believe what the message here is that there was a transition. When we had the Beis Hamikdash, it was a time of Gilui Shechina. There were Nisim, even in Bayis Sheni, there were Nisim that occurred. And during this transition into the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is Hinei Zeh Omer Achar Koseleinu, which is also mentioned, the Kosel Maravi, also mentioned in the Spiut. It's very rich in that way. There's a time of Hester upon him. And Kiddush Hashem characterizes that era of Hester upon him. It was just a precursor of things to come. However, the fact is, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes, so to speak. He has his shluchim. And the Gemara says there in Gittin that a gnat, a yatush, a gnat, entered through the ear of Titus HaRasha and was pecking at his brain for 7 years until his demise. We see that Kadosh Baruch Hu has his way of working, of putting thoughts in people's heads and manipulating the world in different ways through Hester upon him, even though the tkufa of Gilui Shechina had ended with the Churban. Just to mention, Ma'ase Avos Chilmon Lebanim, a case of 90 Beis Yaakov girls in World War II in Poland after the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, took over. They were taken to a certain hotel, preparing them for whatever the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, had in store for them, and they decided to take their lives by way of drowning or poison. And we should also remember them on this day, and all the other Churban, as Rashi says in Dvarim, which the Rav quoted many times. Tisha B'Av is a day to remember all the subsequent tzaras in the Hesler Panim Tkufa.